Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Scott Schaefer. Governor Jerry Brown's surprise appointment to the California Supreme Court will likely be confirmed today, despite criticism that she's an outsider with little legal experience in California. Brown picked Leandra Krueger, a top attorney with the U.S. Department of Justice, to fill the vacancy left by the retirement of Justice Joyce Kennard. If approved, Krueger will be the youngest justice on the court and its second ever African-American female member. Her nomination will be considered by a three-person panel that includes Attorney General Kamala Harris. Krueger is widely regarded as an extremely talented attorney. She's argued a dozen cases before the U.S. Supreme Court. We're in the final frenetic days of this holiday season, shopping, eating, attending office parties, and for some, hiding from the craziness of it all. And this morning we have a story about the celebration of Hanukkah, the Jewish festival of lights, in a place you might not expect. On the first night of Hanukkah last week, about 20 men filed into a chapel to worship in English and Hebrew. The men are gathered in a spare room with beige cinder block walls, well-worn linoleum floors, and harsh fluorescent lights. Most are wearing yarmulkes. The only woman in the room leads them in prayer.
Can I have a volunteer to read the source the rabbis taught?
The rabbis taught the laws of Hanukkah require one light for a person in a household. Those who want to be more careful may use one light for each member of the household.
The men are mostly dressed in blue pants or jeans and blue tops. They sit on metal folding chairs. This is Hanukkah at San Quentin Prison. Carol Hyman is the Jewish chaplain here.
I'm going to light the candle, and then we're going to sing Ma'ot Zur.
Rock of ages, let our song praise thy saving breath.
Happy Hanukkah, Chag Sameach!
The ceremony ends with the chaplain fist bumping each of the men and wishing them happy Hanukkah. Then it's time for the inmates to return to their cells. As we sit in her office, just off the chapel, I asked Hyman how many Jewish inmates there are at San Quentin.
It's as complicated as if you went to Israel and asked who is a Jew. You really need to ask what you mean and answer what you mean by who is a Jew.
Like so many things in Judaism, the answer is open to interpretation. She says there are 80 to 90 men who attend her classes and services. Some were raised Jewish. Others came to the faith later in life, often while in prison. Hyman says, however they came to Judaism, most are looking for answers.
In terms of the big questions of life, you know, which are, is there a God? If there is a God, what does that God want me to do? How should I live? Why am I here? How can I change? Those kinds of things.
Hyman has been the Jewish chaplain here for 10 years. Her spiritual work in prisons began 14 years ago after a long career in the wine industry. Most of the inmates at today's Hanukkah service are serving life sentences, many for first or second degree murder. Hyman says she decided early on she would read the court transcripts on these men, but only after she got to know them.
I can read something on paper and be utterly appalled and shocked by it. But when the person is in front of me, that's not how I'm relating to them. That's not who I see them as. Thank God.
Inmate Raymond Aldrich had a Jewish mother, but he was not raised with any religion. In 1977, Aldrich was convicted of 8 armed robberies and a murder. He rediscovered his Jewish roots in prison. His mother told him it would help center him. He says she was right.
I'm grateful to be at an institution that has a Jewish chaplain. Most don't. Before I came here, that wasn't available to us. So I'm grateful for this community here.
Aldrich tells me that to him, Hanukkah is a story about fighting to have your own faith and to practice your own beliefs.
There's a lot of friction in prison. There's a lot of bias in prison. And this is one way of asserting my personal identity.
To be sure, the Jewish community at San Quentin is diverse. Many are African American, including Ahmed Pali. 32 years ago, he killed his wife after an argument in San Diego. He's been in prison ever since. Although Pali is Muslim, he prays with the Jewish congregation here.
It's an emotional connection being with people who love and worship God. And it's made me a better person.
Among the men Hyman ministers to, about 35 are on death row. Hyman meets with them one-on-one.
There's no question. They've all done extremely upsetting things. But that doesn't, it isn't true that the men on the row were some kind of monsters. It's just not true.
That, of course, is the opinion of a chaplain. The guards and others who deal with these men would not be as charitable toward them as Hyman is.
I'm not naive. I've met them. I've spent hours and hours with them. I've read their files. I know what they've done.
She says, in fact, most of these men are not that different from her. But after a decade at San Quentin, Carol Hyman seems a bit worn out.
These men are in exile, being separated from community, from friends, from family. There's a tremendous amount of pain here, and that takes a toll. It takes a toll.
This will be Hyman's last Hanukkah at San Quentin. At age 67, she's hanging up her prayer shawl at the end of this month. A prison rabbi from Stockton is set to take her place in January. To see a video of the Hanukkah service at San Quentin, check out our website, californiareport.org. And that's the California Report for Monday, December 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Stanford Children's Health, bringing innovative care to kids throughout the Bay Area. Learn more at stanfordchildrens.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.